From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Welcome, everybody, to this Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at Maker's Mark and another release of their wood finishing series. So this one is dubbed FAE01. It is a 2021 limited release. Now, what's unique about this one is that it uses 10 American Virgin Oak staves that were seared on one side and then left raw on the other, and to amplify some of their signature flavors of fruit and oak and stuff like that that they get in there. Now, this is going to have 110.6 proof, $60 price point, and of course, non-age dated because it's Maker's.
So raw staves, you know, it's like, do you want the medium rare stave or the raw? No, I'm kidding. That was a bad joke.
That's what I'm more of a medium rare kind of person.
I think staves, I'm like a well done person. Well done.
Don't put in like plain wood in there.
Yeah.
All right. Enough about our bad.
What do the letters mean? Do they say anything?
I don't know. I know
the last one was RC.
There's RC six or something. There's FAE01 and there's going to be FAE02 that'll be coming out later this year. So all I can tell you is this one has 10 virgin toasted American oak staves. That's all right. I got for you.
Perfect.
So let's go ahead and we'll dive on the nose. I really love what Maker's does with this particular line.
Yeah, there's like some toasted almonds, like a vanilla almond milk kind of thing. Like it reminds me, I was frothing some almond milk this morning for my latte, and it reminds me of that.
It's a great story.
The barista brand.
It does smell good though.
Yeah,
and it is very latte, almost kind of like a
coffee-ish
macchiato. All right, on the taste here. Wow, very coffee-like. Is that just me?
It's like a
dark roast.
Yeah, dark roast with some, like the what's the cream? You know, you get the, I'm drawing a blank, but it's
you cream get the fraiche.
Yeah, it's almost like a mascarpone cream in there. I don't even know if you say it. I'm not French, so it's good cream in there.
I was about to say, you know, you've got a lot of hoity-toity kind of like coffee things going on over here. I can't compete because I don't really drink coffee too much. But when I taste this, I'm like, that tastes like coffee.
Yeah, it's a barista's like dessert here. It's great. It's really good.
It's almost like it could be like an after dinner, you know, when they're like, oh, would you like a cup of coffee after dinner? Like, no, yeah. I'll just take a Maker's Mark Wood Finishing Series.
FAE01,
if you will.
Those rare staves.
All right. On the nose, where are you at here?
Thumbs up. I really liked it.
Yep. And the taste?
Thumbs up. I really liked it.
All right. Where are we going on the finish here?
Thumbs up. I mean, I liked it. There's a nice spice at the end, but those coffee notes just linger, and it's sweet, sugary coffee, and gosh, I love it.
All right. Well, there you go. You want sweet, sugary coffee, you know where to go. Cheers, everybody. See you next time.